On with Mario Lopez.
What up? It's Mario Lopez waiting on hold right now. Actor and producer Josh Hutcherson. How you doing, Josh?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, man. I want to talk about your new series debuting today, The Big Script. It's a series of short films, so tell me about it.
Yeah, basically, I teamed up my production company, Turkey Foot Productions, with Indigenous Media and Condé Nast, and we basically like searched through thousands of scripts to find five feature scripts that we wanted to create short films out of, and so we basically whittled those down to short film-length scripts, produced five of them, and then we're going to release them to the world, and then hopefully people enjoy them, and we can fast-track them into feature script productions as well. And I got to direct one, which was my first time directing, and that was a dream come true that I want to do much more of.
Look at you go, man. I remember seeing you for the first time on Desperate Housewives with my girl Eva there. And wow, directing blockbuster films. And it's really been just taking off for you. Now, how did you choose these filmmakers? What set them apart from the rest?
You know, we were looking for really unique and original voices. And a lot of the scripts that we chose were very personal to the filmmakers. And I think that really we wanted to get projects that connected with a demographic of like 18 to 30. So kind of finding scripts that had strong characters in that realm of all different genres. And really the scripts were, there were so many great scripts, but just finding the ones that really stood out and then meeting with the directors and talking with them about their ideas of how to make it into a short film. Just trying to find people that have, you know, that unique eye and talent. And we were very, very fortunate with our selections.
Being that these films revolve around young adults, do you feel your generation is being portrayed well in movies and in TV right now?
I think there are some good examples of that, but I do think that a lot of people that are younger kind of maybe are alienated in some ways with content that doesn't really speak to them directly. It kind of, you know, talks down to them and makes them feel like invalid in many ways. And so I think that validating people's own feelings and beliefs and insecurities and fears and whatever's, I think is a really important thing to give to younger audiences. And so kind of trying to tap into that and, you know, make high quality, independent style filmmaking that is accessible to many, many young people.
You mentioned directing one of the shorts. It's called Ape. Tell me about that film.
Yeah, so Ape is a story about a guy who is suffering with a mental illness, and his family doesn't fully understand where he's at in his own mind, and he basically is trying to reconnect into society and become a part of his friends that he once was, and then he had this mental breakdown, so it's kind of his story about trying to reconnect and dealing with these demons that that are inside of him that manifest themselves in a very dark and interesting way.
Ooh, sounds heavy, man. Sounds heavy. Good for you.
Yeah, it's a nice light rom-com.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. you're also going to be in the new James Franco movie, The Disaster Artist. Big cast, too. What can you tell us about that?
Disaster Artist is going to be one of the craziest movies ever. It's based on it's the story of this movie called The Room, which is like a cult classic kind of film.
Yeah.
For those who don't know it, look it up. It's incredible. And basically, it's the true story of kind of how that movie came into existence and why, and the masterminds behind all of it.
Huh.
I have a very small part in it, but I love The Room, and I got to play the character of Denny, which is like a dream come true, I feel like. So that was a pretty magical experience, to say the least.
Oh, it sounds cool. Well, I want to check that one out. Now, you're in another upcoming James Franco movie as well, right?
Yeah, I like the guy.
Were you guys friends prior, or you became friends while working together?
No, yeah, well, there was we had talked like a couple years ago. There's another project that he was doing that I was going to maybe be a part of, and then ended up not happening. And we kind of stayed in contact, but he sort of just started sending me scripts, and I just started saying yes to them because they were great characters and awesome cast. And, you know, working with James is an adventure because he is like the most creative and wild person that I've ever seen, and have his hands in so many creative things at one time. It's just really fascinating. But yeah, he just started sending me scripts, and you know, we got a good relationship, and so it's great to create and work with him.
Yeah, no, I think he's a super cool guy too. That's great. And I remember a while back hearing you were going to star in Seth Rogen's newest sci-fi comedy, Future Man. Any updates on that?
Yeah, we actually go into production for the series in March. We shot the pilot last year, and Hulu picked it up, and so we're about ready to go into production. And it's this crazy time travel comedy action thing that is just some next level out there-ness. And it's going to be insane. I don't know if it's going to work or what it's going to look like, but I think that Seth and Evan are geniuses, and the scripts are great, and it's just a wild, wild adventure. So it's going to be really fun.
Well, good for you, Josh. Congrats on everything, and it was nice catching up.
Yeah, man, likewise.
You got it. Well, listen, you can watch The Big Script now at thescene.com. You can follow him on Twitter at jhutch1992. Thanks again for calling in, man.
All right, man, no worries. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.